Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth
drama.
All right, welcome back to the Smooth Drama Show with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. I, of course, want you to holler at me, and the call-in number is 347-826-7435. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. I always ask you to email me. I got a good email here. Smooth Drama at smoothdrama.com with your questions, comments, and concerns and show topic ideas. Also, join my Facebook Smooth Drama group. Just ask to join and I'll drop you in. And of course, add me as a friend on Facebook, Twitter, wherever. Google Smooth Drama, wherever you find Smooth Drama, that's where I'm at. And I want you to holler at me and I will holler back. You want to be my friend? We can be friends, online friends, however you want to call that. Even though it would be appropriate if y'all said hi from time to time. But I'm not going to get into that. I just want you to interact with me. I want to interact with you. In the meantime, you know me, on with the show. I'm always fascinated by things that aren't really fascinating, but they become fascinating because they're not really fascinating. For example, this Guinness Book of World Records, the fact that people go for these records, it just, I'm amazed by it. You got me. I'm a sucker for the Guinness Book of World Records. I don't care about it, but the fact that people do it and they do outrageously stupid stuff, and it's like, yeah, that's your claim to fame. Okay. Latest Guinness World Record that I thought was really, really stupid was Zoe Ellis, a.k.a. Zoe L'Amour. She broke her own world record for stopping the most electric fan blades using her tongue in 1 minute. She managed to stop fan blades with her tongue 20 times in 60 seconds. I mean, you say, oh, she's doing what with her tongue? It's like, what? But I saw the video. There's an actual video up where she is like sticking her face into the fan and with her tongue. It's like you're beating the tongue up. And after a while, it's like she's going to have this where it's erotic when you talk about the tongue and the things that you can do with the tongue. And then all of a sudden it's like she's beating her tongue up with the fan blade. I'm like, that is the exact opposite of cute and cool. But yeah. And she did it all for naught because her record was beaten by Shrita Furman, who stopped blade 35 times in a minute. Not that that was even more impressive. It's just dumber. And for some strange reason, I don't understand why I talk about it, but I just can't stop. It's just stupid for no reason whatsoever. So I'm going to move on. Normally, I save my hater of the week for later on in the week, but this one was just, this one was extra, extra special. And it was sent by an emailer, so shout out to one of my emailers. Thank you. This one is amazing. Janice Smith is the hater of the week. Why is she the hater of the week? She was training squirrels to attack her ex-boyfriend. Janice Smith, 45 years old, out of the Michigan area. The victim, 51-year-old James Robinson, kept getting attacked by squirrels. He was like, what the hell? Apparently, he lost a finger or two and one testicle. And, you know, he was like, I'm getting attacked by squirrels. And it's like he didn't have no idea why they're attacking him until he saw his ex-girlfriend, the aforementioned Janice Smith, who was a former circus animal trainer, cheering the animals on during one of the attacks. So he realized his life was in danger and filed a complaint to the police, who then went and saw her. And in her residence, they found a dozen cages holding a total of 27 squirrels. They found two training dummies with pictures of him taped over their faces, Mr. Robinson, that is. And the police confirmed that Ms. Smith had admitted that she was responsible for the attacks, and she confessed. She said she hoped to raise an army of up to 50 or 100 animals. Now, I know y'all remember, most people don't remember that that movie Michael Jackson sung about. It started off as Willard, where Willard had a bunch of trained rats that was his friend, and I guess he, in the sequel, because I guess it was real popular, a lot of people went and saw Willard. In the sequel, Ben and the train rats get loose, and they cause havoc all across the city, and Michael Jackson, like their number one hit song was Ben, where the two of us need look no more. I'm not going to sing, but if I did, it would not be that good. That's why I'm not doing it. But the fact that this woman is training, she's training squirrels to attack a guy. I mean, he had to really, really hurt her feelings. It's like, and I mean, you took time out of your life to, one, capture squirrels. I mean, you're out there capturing squirrels, risking rabies and everything else, so that you can train these animals, right? And then you train them to attack. That, so they see him and it's like, go get him, sick him. I don't know how that would go. It's just funny, and that's a special kind of hate there. I mean, Janice Smith quite possibly could be the hater of the year, because that's some super super duper super duper hate. that is that standalone hate that, oh my goodness, one can only dream of. And Mr. Robinson, James Robinson, man, you know how to pick them. You pick the one woman, and that just, if you're a circus trainer, you work with animals, Your stock just went down in my book. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to stereotype you, but hey, you can like train like monkeys to be attacking folks, throwing doo doo at them. You train a squirrel to like bite people's nuts off. I don't know. Anyway, speaking of hate, there's I was reading an article where they were talking about when men avoid one-on-one meetings with women. And it was it started off with there were attacks on Vice President Mike Pence after a Washington Post article came out where he doesn't eat alone with another woman. And he won't attend events where there is alcohol present without her by his side either. Now, you know, I mean, a lot of people defend him saying he's an evangelical Christian and he's practicing his faith and safeguarding his marriage by avoiding temptation. Then there's like, you know, there's other folks who are like, it's a shame when men can't eat with women, and how this is not progressive, and to which I say, hey, look, if you're with someone and y'all have vowed of monogamy with one another, yeah, that meal with the opposite sex, That could be trouble. I mean, if it's not a sister or aunt or cousin, I'm guessing that it can go bad real quick. I mean, not saying that it's bad. It's just, you know, for some folks, they can't handle being alone with somebody. And, you know, hey, everybody has their thing. I mean, when I read, oh, he doesn't go to events where alcohol is present without her by his side, I just like, well, shit, that means he's an alcoholic. And she know that he get that liquor in him, he get wild, rip his shirt off, and it's like slinging his ding-a-ling all over the place. Like, let me smack you in the face with it. I mean, that was my thought. Maybe I have perverted mine. But that's what I thought. Now, the other thing, I mean, by not having dinner, eating alone with another woman, is like, hey, it makes perfect sense to me. Because at the end of the day, if you're alone with somebody, you can't disprove that you didn't do something. Unless you're filming it, right? Because if you're in a public place, and you have dinner with someone, we know when you're a so-called celebrity, you're linked to that person. Y'all got it going on. I mean, that's just the nature of how news and speculation goes. So the only thing you get out of it is negativity. Now, and some of us are not into negative press because there's some people who believe, as we know, all press is good press, but in certain arenas, all press is not good press. And that would be one of them. I see it how they see it. Now, there's one guy who was like, what's an appropriate reason to eat a meal with opposite sex? And one guy was like, plan a surprise party or a funeral. I mean, even then, I mean, planning a surprise party is like, I mean, do you need a meal for that? It's one of those things, hey, y'all talking on the phone, hey, I need, you know, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, keeping it incognito. I mean, I've never thought of planning a funeral with the opposite sex, like, oh, we got to have a meal over it. I mean, that's the last thing I'm thinking, but I could be wrong. But And here's the other thing that people were like, well, there's job opportunities, and the boss could meet with somebody of the same sex, and they have an advantage. To which I'm like, hey, with all the sexual harassment going on out here and speculations of sexual harassment, you know, as the guy, and say I'm the boss, like, I'm the boss here at Smooth Drama Radio, and I have a business meeting with an associate. They could say, hey, he sexually harassed me. They sue me. It's kind of a wrap. And he say, she say, I can't prove that I didn't do it. Oh, he put something in my drink. No, I'm not Bill Cosby. I wouldn't put nothing in your drink, but I cannot disprove it. Because unless I'm filming the whole meal dinner, how can I deny it, right? I mean, it's one of those things, it's touchy. And then you look at it from a perspective like, yeah, those things could work if you are spectacularly, one of the people has to be spectacularly unattractive, right? It's like when you look at them, you're like, ooh, nah, I can't. Mm-mm. I mean, that's the only way it would work. Because if you got people that are somewhat attractive, got a little something going on, the mixture. Now, of course, there are some mixes where people, it doesn't even matter. I've been in situations where there's somebody that's very, very attractive. We're just laying there. We just didn't get along. It didn't even matter. We could have been naked every day, all day, and it would not happen. As hard as that is to believe, I still can't believe it myself. But being that I was there, I can believe it. I think. Anyway, on that note, because I'm making myself sick even talking about this, I'm going on break. This is Jungle Brothers, Sunshine.
WJBS on your radio dial this morning on the Fox Team that rocks the box. Expect sunshine today, for yesterday's rain has faded far away. Now we seek a brand new day, a brand new way. Learn, my brothers and sisters, love, make our faith away. On to the next day, the weatherman predicts a clear, sunny Saturday. Relax, lay back, and feel in the cool breeze. Positive vibes and soft-scented melodies. Gather my leaves and all my minerals. Mix myself a bowl of vegetables. Ice cold water and chopped up fruit. Gonna be a long day, so I throw on my boots. Stretch out my hood and be gone. The sun rises, clouds gather round and suddenly hides. Double back, cause it started pouring. Shoes are scared of the sun, don't roar me. Given the light, but now there's darkness. Started with intelligence, now there's ignorance. Negative vibes, now I don't feel right. I want my sunshine, I want my sunlight. Same old story over and over. Somebody trying to take knowledge over. So I fight back with a native dance. Sing my song and chant my chant.
With your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was the Jungle Brothers, Sunshine, which is what we've had here in the Bay Area for the past week. It's been beautiful. No complaints about the weather whatsoever. It's been just awesome. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Email me, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com, or just hit me up on the hip if you know the digits. If you don't know the digits, or I didn't give them to you and you got them, you're a stalker, and I'm calling the police on you. Anyway. Roman Polanski. This dude is hilarious. Got rejected. He wanted to resolve his 40-year-old rape case. Judge Scott Gordon found that Polanski cannot put the case behind him so long as he refused to return to the U.S. and submit to the court's jurisdiction. Judge Gordon wrote, Polanski cannot avail himself of the court while standing in contempt of it. You know, California courts have told him that you can't litigate the case from afar. At the U.S. in 1978, after pleading guilty, we're gonna make sure we repeat that. After pleading guilty to raping a 13-year-old girl. Now, we're going to do a little math here. 1978, 22 years from 2000, and there are 17 years after that. So at that time, because he's 83, that's 22 and 17 is 39. So at the firm age of 44, he raped a 13-year-old girl, and he pled guilty. Now, his attorneys have alleged that Judge Lawrence Rittenban engaged in misconduct by reneging, I can't speak, on a pledge not to sentence Polanski to prison time. See, because France is not a country that is subject to extradition, he, of course, fled. But they're saying that, yeah, I pled guilty. He's 83, by the way. I pled guilty. He's lived a long and fruitful life, by the way. I pled guilty to raping a 13-year-old. Right? I pled guilty, but they want to sentence me to jail time. The only reason why he pled guilty Well, so he can't give jail time. I mean, he's like, see, because I had to read that again, because I thought that when you plead guilty to something, you face the consequences to said something. This dude's like, nah, hell nah. I pled guilty. Yeah, I did it. But I shouldn't have to pay for it. I shouldn't have to pay for it. I should get off. I make great films that y'all like. So shouldn't that count for something? Now, mind you, we have a 13-year-old back then who now should be about 52, 53 years old that had to suffer with that. Had to suffer with that. And there's no justice for her. It's one of those things where we're always talking about the perpetrator and how they're suffering and how it's so unjust on him. But, I mean, we are talking about the fact that he did rape a 13-year-old, meaning she was not a willing participant, meaning that she has had to live with the fact that she was violated by this guy, and the whole family, there's no justice for them because, hey, he was rich enough to leave the country, and he's mad. He's mad at the justice system because they have the nerve to want him to pay for his crime. Oh, the fucking horror. 40 years later, I still can't get y'all to drop it. You serious? Just because I pled guilty, you gonna hold that over my head? I mean, I don't want to make the comparisons to Bill Cosby, because it's a different case because he raped more people. But, I mean, the fact that you can plead guilty and you don't want that held against you, it's kind of ironic. It's one of those things, obviously, we know the difference here because Bill Cosby, he's a black rapist. He is way worse than the white rapist. I want to say rapist. He's way worse than the white rapist because, I mean, Roman Polanski was smart enough to just leave the country and let that be it. Where Bill lives here in America, and so he's vilified, justifiably so. But at the same time, no one talks about Roman Polanski. I mean, his name is not ass in the streets. And I don't think that they've ever stopped showing his movies here in the United States. You know, he's not looked upon as the horrible human being that he is. I take issue with that wholeheartedly. I mean, because if you're raping people, I mean, it's like, come on. And you're admitting, you're pleading guilty. You're admitting guilt. I did it. But, hey, we had a deal. And these suckers had nerve to take my guilty plea and want to hold me to it. Yeah, that's all I wanted to just say. I just wanted to say, I think I said it twice, three times. Maybe I need to say it four times. I pled guilty to raping a 13-year-old. I have been trying unsuccessfully to have you people here in America, you people, you judges, to, hey, let me go. because long time ago, I don't think nobody really cared. But yes, I did plead guilty to it. Shout out to all my other rapist homies. Signed, Roman Polanski. Peace. And speaking of which, your boy Bill O'Reilly. I mean Bill O'Reilly. Yeah, now y'all know he was not that quiet last week when he was talking about Maxine Waters and how, you know, he's laughing on TV. Yeah, she had that James Brown wig on, and she was like, "Yo, I'm gonna stick to the issues. I'm not even worrying about that foolishness from this guy." And this is a dude who he has a sexual harassment scandal going on himself, meaning it happened. Now he says that the suit filed by Andrea Macris in 2004 was the single most evil thing he's ever experienced. Apparently, he has another one, and we're talking about five women, not just Macris. Five women have received $13 million in settlements from lawsuits accusing O'Reilly of sexual harassment or other inappropriate behavior. And they revealed that there are three additional cases against O'Reilly that had not been previously put out there. Now, this dude says in a statement that he's vulnerable to lawsuits from individuals who want me to pay them to avoid negative publicity. And he says, no one has filed a complaint with the Fox News Human Resources Department. Yeah, like that means anything. Either you threaten them and their families, or you just harass somebody that didn't necessarily work with you at Fox News. But $13 million in settlements from lawsuits. Now, do we believe that O'Reilly wasn't doing it? I mean, because that they say that's not true. That you can pay people off, and that was it. And it has no reflection on your guilt. I mean, we remember the late, great Michael Jackson had a lot of settlements, and people called him a monster and everything else. You know, but Bill O'Reilly is not a monster. He's an upstanding world citizen, right? We know him as a low life person who attacks folks, and I mean, you know, I attack people. I'm not on his level, obviously, as far as fame and acclaim. But I mean, we're in the hate business. I hate people who truly deserve it, where he just attacks folks because he's a bully. In a big pulpit, you know, and his church is the church of hate. I don't have any sexual harassment suits. I don't think I'm big enough for people to sue me. Like, the whole reason why I don't take business dinners with the opposite sex is because, quite frankly, I'm too attractive. And I'm just okay. Yeah. So, Bill O'Reilly. speaking, people who sexually harass people, I kid, I'm harassing no one. Bill O'Reilly, and people like Bill O'Reilly, they harass people because they're not they don't look good. They're ugly. Ugly people. And that's always been my theory. Although there are quote-unquote people who people find attractive that have harassed people. But in his you know, a lot of times rape and harassment, it's power. You know, people are feeling themselves like, yeah, I'm so powerful. You got to want me. I don't understand that concept at all. It's a weird concept. Like, yeah, I'm the shit, so you got to give it to me. And if you're not going to give it to me, I'm going to make you feel uncomfortable and make you get it. No, that just, it makes no sense. But that's just me. You know, if I can't get you to bend over of your free will, it doesn't make sense. But I'm a creature of logic, so that's how I'm living, and that's how we all should be living. But the last logic has disappeared. Especially changing the subject here. Well, not necessarily. When the government is talking about raping me of my taxpayer money, how are they talking about raping me? I heard them talking about their supporters of a bill to extend in-state tuition to students whose parents brought them into the country illegally. You gonna give a tuition break to illegal citizens? I'm not hating on immigrants. You know, but as a citizen, I'm like, where's my break? Where's my kids' break? I mean, you're giving breaks to folks who, shit, they're not from, you shouldn't get a break. It should be out of country, out of state tuition. No, I'm sorry. It may sound contradictory. But, you know, if people come to this country, fine. I mean, I understand that. You come here for a better opportunity, but you got to pay. You got to earn your way. I mean, I'm waiting on the reparation check because obviously when Obama left, you know, we had that countdown that last week. I kept going to the mailbox and it wasn't there. To hear them talk about people getting tuition breaks and whatnot, but it's not for the folks who are citizens? Woo. Okay. I'm paying taxes for nothing. And I mean, and next week is tax week. But I'm paying taxes for nothing. No. I'm not feeling that machine. And I'm sorry. I may piss off some folks who are quote-unquote, yeah, we should, the immigration, losing our immigration. I got no problem with that. I just have a problem with folks who have not paid their dues and they get money, but I can't go anywhere and get money. It could be a racist thing, but I mean, a lot of times these are not Caucasians. These are people of other ethnicities from other countries. I want my break. I'm greedy like that. And I don't care who knows it. And on that note, shit, I'm going on break because I need one. It's the immortal technique. Mistakes, although I ain't making no mistakes with these proclamations. I really feel them.
It's hard to breathe and hard to run when your lungs slacken. Coughing up blood like, what the fuck happened? Raising my wrist to chances to answer, homie. But after drinking something, it's nothing like popping a bogey. Now I can blame the same product placement in movies or the commercials, a scar face and a jacuzzi. But now I'm living it. Damn, I should have never took that first cigarette. I fucked up like your girl was riding on top of me. I should have took it to trial and never popped the plea. But this ain't a Christian nation, motherfucker, please. America never taught me to turn the other cheek. Cause I'm from Harlem, the north from Manhattan. We knock niggas out and make them bounce like Ricky Hatton. But while on the corner, got me turned back from the Canadian border. I knew she was a virgin when I first met her. Rockin' stockings and poppin' out of the Catholic school sweater. Mom told me she could do better than a criminal. 17-year-old psychotic trying to be lyrical. I never meant to break the heart and fuck up her life. But I was careless instead of treating her right. I seen her again at some club stripping and running. If I could have made her life different. Looking for money to go to college, but they ain't pay me a quarter on what they fucking promised. Extending my door, treating me like a sucker. That's the reason officers get fragged, motherfucker. Don't give me teachers on how you respect and you love me, but no body armor and a lightly armored Humvee. My family's lonely, and you want me to reenlist for 30 grand, homie? No. Yeah. When I was young, I got signed to a record label. The deal looked so good when it was on the table. The pay for my cable, crib, cars, and jewelry. The studio. They wouldn't do for me, except stop screwing me for publishing the royalties. How the fuck are you my dog when there's no loyalty? Not word to the street, I should have gone independent like a mortal technique. Yeah, some people learn from mistakes and don't repeat them. Others try to block the memories and just delete them. But I keep them as a reminder they not killing me. And I thank God for teaching me humility. So remember when you fight to be free, free. See things how they are and not how you like them to be. World is falling on top of me. Pessimism is an emotion, not a philosophy. Knowing this world doesn't imply that you're right, and it's another when you suffer to abide in life. But I'm no rookie, and I'm never gonna make the same mistake twice, pussy.
Together you got to move. Drama.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word. That was the Immortal Technique. Mistakes. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. The email is smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Anybody nicknamed Sunshine, hit a brother up. Or if you got some sunshine, you want to pass to the world, hit a brother up. Smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Calling all sunshines. Where are you at? I don't know why I said that. Anyway, maybe because I got the freedom to say it. Freedom. I got freedom. Anyways, Groundhog Day. What is tonight's Groundhog Day? First, I'm going to be the conspiracy theorist that I am before I get into Groundhog Day. I found out why Donald Trump passed the bill so that coal miners can navigate them coal mines again. It's not what you think it is. Found a study. You know, I love these studies, right? Research. There's a new study on the birth weight of babies born in areas downwind of a coal-fired power plant, and it reached a conclusion. Babies in the study area were 50% more likely to have low birth weight than their counterparts in non-affected areas. And I thought, 50% is a lot, right? So, you say, there has been, you know, there's been talk about America being extra big and a lot of people being big. And people didn't want it the way, you know, people didn't want to lose weight the way Michelle Obama said it, right? Because whatever Obama said, it was going to be the exact opposite. Like, oh, they want us to work out. Nah, I'm eating some hog maws. More hog maws, please. Anyway, so they say, hey, if being downwind from a coal-fired power plant can make babies have low birth weight, it should help adults who are a little bit more rotund lose weight. I mean, cancerous people who have cancerous cells, they drop weight. Now, it could be deadly, but hey, what's that stopping? That's never stopped anything before. I'm saying, if you look at it, if you can make children weigh less, they're thinking maybe we can help adults weigh less also. That is my conspiracy theory of the day, brought to you by Smooth Drama's Foolish Conspiracy Theories. Is it so foolish? I don't know. You make the call. But, hey, sponsored by me, Mr. FN Word. Fire that one up in your brain. In the meantime, Groundhog Day. What is Groundhog Day? As I say exhaustingly every week, Groundhog Day is something that happens over and over again. Smooth Drama Groundhog Day, that is. Unlike the movie, one of my favorite movies by Bill Murray, where the same thing happens day after day after day, and he's like trapped, like, damn, how can I get out of this messed up day? Depression, and then comes accept, right? So, what are we accepting this week? NYPD officers access Black Lives Matter activists' texts and documents. So, what had been happening is undercover officers in the New York Police Department infiltrated small groups of Black Lives Matter activists and, you know, got their text messages, and it just showed the NYPD surveillance during the protests over the death of Eric Garner in 2014 and 2015. Now, the lawyers are saying this raises questions about NYPD compliance with city rules. At the same time, the documents show undercover officers and other NYPD officials as they regularly filmed Black Lives Matter activists and sent undercover personnel to the protests. Now, what makes this Groundhog Day? Well, America has a long history of how do you call it when they infiltrate a group and they cause ruckus within the group when we're talking about folks who are doing peaceful rallies for a cause. Instead of diverting resources to try to help solve the problem, you would rather get rid of the people who highlight the problem. Because, shit, why solve the problem when we can just get rid of the people who are mad because things aren't right? Which is what this is. Because for all the dollars that they spent throwing undercover officers as protesters and provocateurs, you know, trying to circumvent and hijack, you know, patriotic protests. I mean, because we are, if we were going to say these things correct, these are American citizens that we're supposedly protecting here and upholding the rights of American citizens, right? The protests, that's what they're for. You protest a wrong and you're hoping for redress. But instead of redressing, we want to get rid of the protesters. How can we nullify folks who point out injustice and want to fight it? Which is the American way, which is Groundhog Day. We're not solving the problem because there's no money in solving the problem. Or there's just no interest in justice. However way you want to look at it. But you see it in these type of actions. That money could have went into training officers so that, hey, they would just not do what they've been doing. Now, I don't know how you can train racists not to be racist. Because at this point, kind of giving up on that, not saying it's not possible, but I'm kind of saying it's not possible, right? I mean, because when the same things happen over and over again, and it's ingrained in the history of this country, ingrained in the history of this country, you say, wow, this is what it is. This is how it's going to be. What can change? How can we change it? You try to figure it out, but nothing comes about it except for, well, hey, we got to circumvent these groups because they want justice. That's the argument. Not address the core issue. Circumvent the groups because they want justice. Groundhog Day, the American way. Speaking of which, saw a video, Mike Epps. He was on stage. He's accused of animal abuse after he was on stage in a comedy show, and he was dancing with a kangaroo, which is something that I would never do because I know kangaroos could either kick you in the balls or punch you because kangaroos can get a little agitated. And so, once again, I saw the video. There's a video up where he was doing a comedy show in Detroit last Friday for his Festival of Laughs tour. And it's a leashed kangaroo that was up there, and it was brought out by a handler, and Epps was dancing. Kangaroo got a little agitated, swung at Mike Epps. Mike Epps runs off the stage like, shit, let me get out the way. Right? So, people take to Twitter to criticize Epps for the stunt. They're mad at Mike Epps because the kangaroo swung at him and he ran off the stage. I mean, they went in on him. And so he put up a picture of him feeding the kangaroo with the hashtag never tried to hurt him, but he deleted it. The kangaroo is part of a traveling exotic zoo, and they had a handler who went viral, and he is properly licensed. But PETA was disappointed. And PETA says, traumatic situations can be fatal to kangaroos, who are not hardy animals. And this individual was subjected to a great deal of stress by being dragged in front of a boisterous crowd and forced to dance. PETA hopes the U.S. Department of Agriculture will conduct an immediate investigation, that the backlash over this stunt will remind all comedians that there's nothing funny about cruelty to animals. Of course, Epps apologized in the Instagram post and claimed he would donate this to save the kangaroos in light of the backlash. And I went through the comments. It was thousands of comments in Michigan about the mistreatment of this kangaroo. And maybe it was a bad idea to want to dance with a kangaroo. I wouldn't have done it because, you know, I'm like the guy Straight Laced Tom from the Boondocks. I'm not doing anything to go to jail. I would not do anything where I could get kicked in the balls by an animal. I'm just paranoid. So I wouldn't piss off anybody who would train squirrels to bite my nuts off. And I wouldn't dance with kangaroos because they get kind of violent. And once again, I'm in the latter years of my nuts. And, you know, in the spirit of using my nuts in the proper manner and preserving them, I would not endanger them in any way, shape, or form. And dancing with a kangaroo is balls endangerment to me. But I digress. Point is, and I bring this up, is like more people were about this kangaroo being agitated, and were agitated by that than they were agitated by the ruling that happened in Flint, Michigan, where they basically, as I said, they won their case, and the pipes will be refitted and fixed in 2020. And you can order bottled water in 24 hours. Now, there were not thousands of comments for that. Right? There are thousands of comments about the kangaroo. But not thousands of comments about your fellow Americans, poor people, the oppressed, not having clean water. Now, I know it's a tiresome subject. We need something new. We're kind of ADHD when it comes to news and justice. But I'm like, it's 2017. These people won't have until 2020, which is 6 years after the fact, when it was discovered that shit wasn't right. Kangaroo being agitated. People being lead poisoned. Which one is more important? Nobody knows. Nobody want to talk about it. Don't matter. Now on that note, I missed the F the N word, and I'm out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you guys
smooth.
Drama.